sadness or sentiment or plain forgetfulness dredge it up, and there is atmosphere for a moment, but it passes. Only the other day, a young probationer just out of the circus's refurbished training school at Sarat, in the jargon again, the nursery, piped it out in the under-30s bar, for instance. A watered-down version of the dolphin case had recently been introduced at Sarat as material for syndicate discussion, even playlets, and the poor boy, still very green, was fairly brimming with excitement to discover he was in the know. "But my God!" he protested, enjoying the kind of fool's freedom sometimes granted to naval midshipmen in the wardroom. "My God, why does nobody seem to recognise Westerby's part in the affair? If anybody carried the load, it was Jerry Westerby. He was the spearhead. Well, wasn't he, frankly?" Except, of course, he did not utter the name Westerby, nor Jerry either, not least because he did not know them, but used instead the cryptonym allocated to Jerry for the duration of the case. Peter Gwillem fielded this loose ball. Gwillem is tall and tough and graceful, and probationers awaiting first posting tend to look up to him as some sort of Greek god. "Westerby was the stick that poked the fire," he declared, curtly, ending the silence. "Any field man would have done as well, some a damn sight better." When the boy still did not take the hint, Gwillem rose and went over to him, and, very pale, snapped into his ear that he should fetch himself